Krishnaya, Krishna Bhaktaya, Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Namasrestam Manamapi Sachiputram Matra Swarupam Rupam Dasya Grajam Murupurim Maturim Gotadatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Mahoradika Madhavasam Prapto Yasya Patita Kripaya Shigurum Tam Natosmi Ajanulam Bhuto Bhujo Kanakavadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalayatakshu Vishambaro Dvijavaro Yugadharma Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karuna Avataro Anarpita Chirim Chirat Karuna Avatinakalo Samarpaitam Manujvalarasam Swabhakti Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandipitaha Sadaridaya Kandare Spuratuva Sachinandanaha Utama Adama Kichuna Bachila Jachiya Dileka Kola Kahe Premananda Emana Goranga Ridaya Dariya Bola Baja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Baja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Ejana Goranga Baje Se Hoy Amara Pranare Ejana Goranga Baje Se Hoy Amara Pranare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Nityanandam Maham Vande Karne Lambita Moktikam Chaitanya Grajarupena Pavitri Krita Bhutalam. I offer my obeisances to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who has one pearl earring, and who appeared on this world prior to the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and thereby sanctified this earth. Nityananda namastubhyam premananda pradayane kalokalmasanasaya janava pataye namaha. O Lord Nityananda, husband of Janava Mata, obeisance is unto you. You crush all the inauspicious things in this age of Kali, and you grant bliss and pure love of God. Vancha kobadarubhyascha kripasindubhyevacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I want to thank all of you very much for being so kind. inviting us to come here. Okay? Tapas Prabhu is doing such nice work here. It's a very beautiful center. I appreciate this very much. I find so much art and feeling here amongst the devotees. Today is a very special festival for the Vaishnavas. This is a chipped rice festival of Lord Nityananda and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. And we'll say something about this story, which appears in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anjulila chapter 6. But there's a greater point behind this story, which we'd like to underline in our discussion today, in our thoughts with you. And that is the crying of the soul. The crying of someone who wants to come to God. In Sanskrit, this is called Atmakrandana, the crying of the soul. And we see this in many different traditions. The famous saint, Francis of Assisi, he grew up in a very materialistic household. His father was perhaps the most wealthy merchant and one of the most wealthy merchants in the city of Assisi. But Francis, his son, he wanted to come to God. He wanted to lead a spiritual life. But it was very difficult for him because there was some entanglement. His father didn't appreciate his ideas. Anyway, you go to church on Sunday, say your prayers. That's good enough. But his son wanted something more. And again, he kept pushing for that. Finally, his father became very angry with him and tried to force him to stay and was telling him that everything you have, this comes from me. I've given you everything. You should stay here. So Francis left home. And when he left home, he left all of his clothes. He walked out of the house naked. Because all those clothes, they belong to you, Father. You can have them. I don't need them where I'm going. And he went to the forest to find his God. And there, he was a pure vegetarian. And he lived with the animals in the forest. He found those animals in the forest more peaceful to live with than the people in the city. And he addressed the sun and moon as his brother and sister. And he became famous as a great saint, similar in the life of Lord Buddha. He also strived to run away from home. He was a prince. And his parents didn't want to let him know about old age, disease, or death. So they wouldn't allow any old people to come to see him. He wasn't allowed to go outside. But one day, somehow he'd gone out and he saw some old person. What is this? I've never seen someone like this before with this color hair and wrinkles on their face. Well, this is an old person. You didn't know? Achoo. People get old? Oh. And then he saw some diseased person. What is wrong with this person here? They have some disease. Disease? What is that? When you get sick. It happens to everyone. Really? And then a little further, they saw a dead body. What is this? Is he sleeping? No. He's dead. This will happen to all of us sooner or later. And Buddha left home. So throughout the history of the world, there have been cases of great saints who leave materialistic life and come to spiritual life. And that was the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement. Srila Prabhupada, he often said that we're not coming to start another religion. There's already so many religions. Once in England, he had a talk with a Catholic nun. And Srila Prabhupada told her that our purpose is not to start another religion. Our purpose is to teach people how to love God. And many times he said, you may be a Christian, you may be a Catholic, you may be a Muslim, you may be a Jew, you may be a Hindu, it doesn't matter. You can take part in this movement. Because this movement is a movement for people who want love of God, who want to cry for the Lord. Krishna describes to Arjuna in the Adi Purana, Gatvacha mama namani rudanti mama sanido, Teshamaham parikrito nanyat krito janardana. He says, I'm not owned by the Catholics or the Christians. I'm not owned by the Muslims. I'm not owned by the Hindus. I'm not owned by the Hare Krishnas. I belong to those people who chant my names and who cry for me. And that was the purpose of Srila Prabhupada's movement, was to teach people, as Prabhupada said, the simple art of crying for God. And in the very beginning, when he made this Hare Krishna album, which later John Lennon and George Harrison heard and were greatly influenced by, he spoke some commentary in the Maha Mantra, and he said this Maha Mantra is exactly like the cry of a small child for the mother. But this crying is not like something we find in this material world. This is a cry of the soul. This is Atma Krandana. So today is a festival day for a great saint in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, one of the greatest devotees in our line. His name was Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami is considered to have been the first of a group of devotees who were later known as the Six Goswamis, Sri Rup, Sri Raghunath, Sri Rup, Sri Sanatan, Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopal, Bhatta Das Raghunath, six different personalities who came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the avatar of divine love. And these six personalities are considered to be the greatest disciples or the most intimate followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the first one to have met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Raghunath Das Goswami. And he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shantipur at the house of Advaitacharya, just after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas. Raghunath Das Goswami was born in the village known as Sri Krishnapur. His father and uncle were what would be the equivalent today of multi-billionaires, fantastically rich people, Govardhan Majumdar and Hiranya Majumdar. His family were all very religious people. His father, his uncle, and Raghunath Das Goswami himself were all initiated by Yadunandanacharya. Yadunandanacharya was a disciple of Advaitacharya. And he was a very intimate student of another very exalted person whose name was Vasudev Dutt. Vasudev Dutt once prayed to the Lord that you please give me the sins of all the living entities in this universe. Let me stay here and suffer forever, but let them become liberated. Now, he's a very amazing devotee of the Lord. And Yadunandanacharya, the guru of Raghunath Das Goswami, was an intimate friend of this Vasudev Dutt. Yadunandacharya also was friends with Balaramacharya, another great Vaishnav. And all of them gave so much mercy to Raghunath Das, this young boy. Once they took Raghunath Das to meet the great saint who was born in a Muslim family. His name was Haridas Thakur. And this Haridas Thakur was simply chanting the holy names of the Lord day and night. It said that he was chanting nearly 24 hours a day. Raghunath Das Goswami was so influenced by Haridas Thakur and the teachings of his guru that he became very detached from this material world. His parents became worried. So they found a very beautiful girl who was like the Miss Universe at that time. And they married him to this beautiful girl. And then they gave him a very big house with a lot of servants and so much money. But Raghunath Das Goswami, like Francis of Assisi, he wasn't interested. His wife would sleep inside the house and he would sleep in an outer part of the house, which they called the Durga Mandap. And he kept trying to escape. He wanted to run away to find Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His mother became very disturbed. And she told her husband, our son is becoming like a madman. We have to do something. We should lock him up. keep some guards. And her husband said, what can we do? We've married him to the most beautiful girl imaginable. He has fantastic wealth and a huge home. If these things won't lock him up, what else will bind him? You can't stop someone who wants to come to the Lord. So later, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on his way to Vrindavan, again he came to Shantipur. And Raghunath Das Goswami begged permission from his father, please, can I go and see the Lord? Finally, his father agreed, but on the condition that many bodyguards would go with him in case someone attacks you or something. But actually, it was to keep Raghunath Das Goswami because his parents were so very attached to him. His parents were great devotees. Govardhan and Hiranya, they used to feed all the Brahmins and all the Vaishnavas in the nearby area. But still, their love for the Lord was a little tainted with their material opulence. And Raghunath Das Goswami desired the free feeling of a bird who can fly on his own and simply depend on the Lord and not depend on anything else, with no idea where I'll get my meal today, with no idea where I'll stay, but just putting myself in the hands of the Lord. So they allowed him to go to Shantipur, and there in Shantipur, Raghunath Das Goswami begged shelter from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu instructed him. I'll sing this verse, and you can chant Hare Krishna in response. Shirahana Hare Jao Naho Matula Kami Kami Hare Loka Baba Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare. He told him, don't be a crazy person. Stay at home. Sthirahana Hare Jao Naho Matula. Stay in your home. Krami krami, by and by, good fortune will come to you. And payaglok bhavasindukul, you'll be able to cross the ocean of material existence. This instruction from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very important. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accepted by the knowers of Vedic literature as the most recent incarnation of Krishna. He's the avatar of divine love, and he's speaking these things to his devotee, giving him instruction how we come to the Lord. And then Mahaprabhu told him, Markata vairagya nahore loka dekana chakra yogya vishaya bhundana chakramana Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Don't be some show bottle devotee who just acts like he's a great renunciate, but secretly he's going to see some women, he's enjoying some opulence. This is a very relevant teaching for today. So many scandals have come in all religious sectors. We're not critical of any particular religion. But in all the religions of the world today, we've had big priests, big saints, big preachers, who later on we came to find out were doing very bad things. In our Hare Krishna movement, we've had some people like that also. So we need to learn what is real renunciation. This renunciation is something which is not required in and of itself for spiritual life. But devotees like Raghunath Das Goswami, like Francis of Assisi, like Buddha, and others, they want to enjoy the happiness of just putting themselves in the Lord's hands. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them, Markata Vairagyana, Kura Loka Dekana. Don't try to make some show and just try to impress people that you're a big sadhu. Everybody does this in every religious tradition. There are people who do this thing. So today is a festival where we want to stop this, where we want to show what is sincerity, what is genuine spiritual life. And he told them, Yatta Yogya Bishai, Bunjana Saktahan. You should not try externally to adopt this renunciation, but for the time being, just go on. Enjoy the material world in a befitting way, but don't become overly attached to it. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Raghunath Das, Antare nishtha koro maya loka vyavahar Shri Krishna to maya kori Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. He told Raghunath Das Goswami, you have to trick them. You have to learn how to be a tricky fellow. On the outside, act like you're very, very attached. But on the inside, be detached. Once there was an Ayurvedic doctor, and one sick person went to see that Ayurvedic doctor. The sick person said, I have two problems. One problem is I have this itchiness on my skin, on my feet. And somehow my skin is developing some sores there. And the other thing is I'm coughing a lot and I'm coughing up blood. So can you please prescribe something? So that doctor told him, I'll give you two pills. You take these white pills. And these white pills, you should crush them, mix them with a little butter, and smear that on your feet. And the red pills, those you take with some water twice a day. And so the man was not paying so much attention. And he was thinking, because he told him that the white pills are for the outside, the red pills are for the inside. So, okay, the white pills are for the outside, the red pills are for the inside, and the red pills are for the outside, and the white pills are for the inside. He got it wrong. And so he took those red pills, and he crushed them, and he mixed them with some butter, and he rubbed that on his feet, and he swallowed the white pills. And after some time, he died. So this is some allegory to represent that sometimes we should keep certain things on the outside and other things on the inside. On the outside, the recommendation was you keep some white color, representing attachment to this material world. But on the inside, keep this red color, the saffron color of renunciation. My revered spiritual master used to say that for the brahmacharis, for the vanaprasthas, for the sannyasis, for the renounced devotees who are practicing Krishna consciousness, whatever is on the inside should be the same as the outside. But for the grihasthas and married persons, they have to be detached on the inside and attached on the outside. Otherwise, it'll cause big problems in your family life if you wear your renunciation. But most people do it just the opposite. On the inside, they're very attached. And on the outside, they present, yes, I'm a very detached person. They rub the red pills and put them on the outside, and they swallow the white pills. And in this way, they die spiritually. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was teaching Raghunath Das Goswami, renunciation is something you should cultivate internally. Don't be a show bottle person. It's a very, very important instruction. This point is also made by different acharyas in our Gaudiya line. Rupa Goswami, he's described in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Tatra Adhikari. Who is a qualified person to get bhakti? And he says a very interesting thing. Yakinap yati bhagyena Jata Shraddhosya Sevane Nati Sakto Navairagya Bhagasyam Adhikaryaso. He said that when someone has the good fortune of developing some faith in something spiritual. And that person, they're neither too attached to worldliness nor too detached from it. They have qualification for bhakti, for divine love. Very interesting thing. They're not too attached to it, and they're not too detached to it, from it, from this renunciation. If they're too attached to worldliness, that's very clear. It becomes very difficult for them to practice their spiritual life. And if they're too detached from it, then they just become a monist, or someone who is an impersonalist, who's not interested in understanding about bhakti or divine love. They prefer the phrase sarvam kalv idam brahma, that everything is one. And that's okay. They're also a transcendentalist, but they don't get the ecstatic taste of divine love that bhakti offers. So Jiva Goswami says that one should not be too detached nor too attached. So shortly after this incident, this meeting with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami, he heard that Lord Nityananda Prabhu had arrived in Panihati. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he went there to meet with Raghunath Das. Excuse me, he went there to meet Lord Nityananda. And when he came there, he saw Lord Nityananda sitting underneath a tree, a very, very large banyan tree. Krishna Kund and I visited this place 2 years ago. That tree is still there today. That sitting place where Lord Nityananda was sitting on the bank of the Ganga is still there. It's a very, very powerful place. Very, in Sanskrit, we would call it a Shakti Pit, or a power place, a power place of divine love. And when he came there, he saw, when Raghunath Das came there, he saw Lord Nityananda sitting as effulgent as the sun, surrounded by many, many different devotees. And when Raghunath Das Goswami saw Lord Nityananda, he became ecstatic. And he fell down on the ground and offered obeisances. We should know something about who Lord Nityananda is. Balaram Aheno Nitai. It's described that Lord Balaram, who's the elder brother of Krishna, came in Kali Yuga as Lord Nityananda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described in Sanskrit as Mahavadanyaya Avatar, the most munificent person. But his elder brother, Lord Nityananda, is even more merciful than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's known as Prema Pradatta, or the giver of divine love. And it's through Lord Nityananda that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives his mercy to his devotees. Because Lord Nityananda is understood to be the original guru. He's the original guru tattva. If we want to approach the Lord, we have to approach him through his devotee. So Raghunath Das Goswami came to that place. He was something of an outsider. So many intimate devotees were there with Lord Nityananda, and Raghunath Das fell flat on the ground, offering his obeisances. One of the associates of Lord Nityananda pointed out, "My Lord, there is Raghunath Das Goswami offering obeisances to you." And Lord Nityananda said, "You bring him." Yeah. And they brought Raghunath Das, and Raghunath Das, Lord Nityananda began chastising him. "You're a thief! Chor! Now you're trying to come and offer obeisances to me from some distance." Lord Nityananda, in Sanskrit, is known as Avadut, or a very unusual person. And he has a very funny kind of humor. This was his loving mercy in Raghunath Das Goswami. And he told him, "You come here today, I'm going to punish you." And he grabbed the hold of Raghunath Das Goswami by his ear, and then forcibly put his feet on Raghunath Das Goswami's head. Lord Nityananda Prabhu told him, "You're just like a thief. Instead of coming near me, you're offering obeisances from some distant place. Now I've captured you, and I'm going to punish you. So what is the punishment I'm going to give to you? I want you to make a festival. A festival here in Panihati, a festival all over, a festival in Stockholm. And you invite all the devotees, and you give everyone some special prasadam, some dahi and chitta, some chipped rice and yogurt. And Raghunath Das Goswami heard this punishment. He became very happy in his heart. So immediately he sent some of his own men back to the village to purchase all kinds of sweets and yogurt and flat rice and things. And so they brought all these things and they placed them all around. And they made different pots. They made a collection of two different pots. In one pot, they put some condensed milk and some bananas and sugar and clarified butter. And another pot, he put some hot milk and some chipped rice. And people began to hear, oh, there's some special festival going on with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhuji was saying earlier. And so many, many people came. Because this festival means a festival of divine love. Not just something like, come and let's eat a lot. Sounds good, man. We'll have a good time. But it's a festival, divine ecstasy. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he changed his cloth for a new one. And then he sat down on that platform and one Brahmin brought him seven of these huge pots. And then all the principal associates of Lord Nityananda, like Ramdas, Gopal, Sundarananda, Gadadhar Das, Murari, and others, they sat around the Lord. And they all began to take that prasadam. So many people came. And they made pots for everyone. Meanwhile, some of the merchants, they heard that this festival was going on. So they brought more rice and more yogurt. And everybody began purchasing. Raghunath Das Goswami purchased everything they had. And they began to feed everyone. And after some time, there was no room for everyone to stand. So some of the people, they began standing in the Ganga. And they were taking their rice prasadam there. Around that time, Raghava Pandit came. Raghava Pandit, his house was just right near there, in Panihati. It's still there today. There's also a very mystical tree, which is there from the time of Lord Nityananda. Two trees in that town from that time of Lord Nityananda. One is that banyan tree that Lord Nityananda Prabhu sat under. Another one is a lemon tree, what they say. And on one occasion, Lord Nityananda, he came to Panihati and he went to the house of Raghava Pandit to eat. And then he had some whim. He told Raghava Pandit and the devotees began to worship him as the Supreme Lord. And Lord Nityananda told him, I want a Bakul garland. You bring me a garland of Bakul flowers. And Raghava Pandit was a little bewildered. He said, well, my Lord, it's not that time of year. The Kadamba flowers don't blossom this time. And Lord Nityananda said, anyway, you go out and see, maybe you'll find something. And Raghava Pandit went out, and there he saw on his lemon tree, Kadamba flowers had suddenly started blossoming. He became very amazed. He picked those flowers and made a garland for Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So that tree is also still there today in Panihati. So Raghava Pandit heard about this chipped rice festival. And he came there and he said, my dear Lord, I just made a huge feast for you. And we've offered all these things, but here you're having some other festival. And we have all this prasadam for you there. And Lord Nityananda told him, don't worry. I'll eat this food here during the day and I'll come to your house in the evening. He told him, I'm a rakha. I'm a cowherd boy. I belong to a community of cowherd boys. And therefore, I generally have all my cowherd boy associates with me. I'm happy when we can eat in a picnic on the sandy bank of a river like this. So then Lord Nityananda made Raghava Pandit sit down, and he also had two pots of prasadam brought to him. And in this way, they gave prasadam to everyone. And then Lord Nityananda Prabhu, in his meditation, he brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to that place. And when Mahaprabhu arrived, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he stood up. And Mahaprabhu saw how all the devotees were taking prasadam. Lord Nityananda Prabhu went around to all the devotees and began taking some prasadam out of their pots and taking it and pushing it into the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu was smiling and laughing, and he was taking some bits of food and he was pushing it in the mouth of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And the two of them were walking around amongst all the Vaishnavas. But most of the people couldn't understand what was going on. They couldn't see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All they could see was Lord Nityananda. But some very fortunate persons could see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also present. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he began calling out to all the devotees. Adhyadila Hari Boli Kora Homo Jai Hari Hari Dvani Uji Hari Hari Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Adhyadila, he gave some order. Suno Suno Sarvajana, everyone listen. Hari Hari Karaho Bojan, all of you call out the names. Hari Hari Hari. This is a very important part of the festival. When you're taking prasadam, you should all call out Hari Hari. And it's described that at this time of the festival, this shouting of all the devotees calling out Hari Hari, it filled all the universe. And all the Vaishnavas, they remembered how Krishna and Balaram in Dwarparyuga and Vrindavan, how they used to sit with their cowherd boyfriends on the bank of the Jamuna and take prasadam. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu was very pleased with Raghunath Das Goswami, and he blessed him. He told him that very soon you'll get shelter at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a very, very instructive pastime. Raghunath Das Goswami was instructed by the Lord, don't be a mad fellow. Don't disturb your parents. Go home. Stay with them. He told the same thing to Gopal Bhatta Goswami in South India. Gopal Bhatta Goswami wanted to go to Vrindavan with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu told him, no, you stay here. Serve your parents. Your parents, they're great devotees. You take care of them. And then later on, when the time is right, you'll come. So, in our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, we also have renunciation. In every tradition in the world, there's renounced saints, like Francis of Assisi, like Buddha, and like other great personalities who left home, who gave up everything and became monks, became sannyasis, and whatever. But the lesson from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das Goswami is, don't make a show out of it. You just stay in your home and internally cultivate your devotion to the Lord, internally cultivate your renunciation, and externally act like you're a very attached person. And then the Lord will make all arrangements for you. So Raghunath Das Goswami did like that. He went back home, and his parents were always watching over him. But Raghunath Das, he told them, no, the Lord has told me that I should stay here, I should serve very nicely, and I shouldn't be a disturbed person. So after a little while, his parents became a little more peaceful. Oh, he's okay. We were worried. We thought he was going to go join those Hare Krishna people. But seems like he's actually being a good son. He's going to stay at home and be all right. So things are going on for some time. It's described by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita that bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam. That if someone worships the Lord with devotion, then the Lord makes arrangements for him. He gives them intelligence. And one day, there was some disturbance. And Yadunandanacharya, he had to go to settle some dispute between some devotees, Raghunath Das Goswami's guru. But there was no one to do the puja that day. Raghunath Das Goswami said, "Guru Maharaj, no problem. I'll go to the temple and I'll do that thing. I'll put the deities to rest. It's okay." So Yadunandanacharya left and Raghunath Das Goswami went to put the deities to rest. But immediately, as soon as he hit the road, he started running. And he got off all the beaten tracks. Initially he went east. He wanted to go south to Jagannath Puri because he knew that was where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was. But Raghunath Das Goswami was very intelligent. But first he went east because he knew that as soon as the morning arrives and his father sees that he's not there, he's going to send some people to try to capture him. And he knows that Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to go to Jagannath Puri to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So definitely they'll send people going to the south. So Raghunath Das Goswami went to the east. And then after some time, he took a jungle path going to the south. And finally he arrived in Jagannath Puri. And there he attained the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After some time, his father found out that he was there. We have a friend like this in Orissa. He was born in a Gaudiya Vaishnava family. And when he was 9 years old, he was reading different spiritual books. He decided, "I want to be a sadhu. I want to run away from home." He was 9 years old. And he ran away from home. And he went to a nearby village. His parents captured him and brought him back. And then he stayed in his family's house until he was 12 years old. And then again he ran away from home. And this time he made it to Jagannath Puri. And he went to the Purushottam Math, the original temple in Jagannath Puri established by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. And he stayed some time in the temple there, rendering service to the devotees. And after a week or two, his father, who was looking for him, arrived there one day and found him. And so this old sadhu that we know now, he's in his nearly 90 years old, he told his father, he said, "Look, Dad, you can take me home. I can't stop you. But if you take me home, I'm going to run away again. Because I want to dedicate my life to Krishna. I want spiritual life. I don't want to be married. I don't want to just live as some ordinary person whose goal of life is just to get a house and a car and some education. I don't want those things. So you can force me. You can take me back home if you like, but I'll escape again. On the other hand, you can leave me here and you can turn me over to what's the name of the devotee who's initiated by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and later he took sannyas from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. Do you remember? Bhaktivilas Tirtha, yeah. So he turned him over to Bhaktivilas Tirtha Maharaj. He was there, direct disciple of Thakur Bhaktivinoda and sannyas disciple Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. And he told him, "Father, you donate me to the temple, and at least this way you'll know where I'm at, and you can hear some news about me." So his father agreed to do that. A similar thing happened with Raghunath Das Goswami. When his father realized that Raghunath Das had gone to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he realized there's nothing I can do. So then he decided, "Well, anyway, let me send him some money every month so that he can take care of himself." Sometimes we see devotees, they join the temple. They come to the Hare Krishna movement to become a devotee and dedicate everything. And their parents send them money every month to take care of them because they're worried about their children. So Raghunath Das Goswami's father did like that. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he was taking that money and he was feeding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. And he was using it for the Lord. But then after some time, he thought to himself, "What is this? I'm taking this money from my materialistic father. He thinks he's making the money. He thinks he's the controller and the doer. He's not acknowledging the supreme position of the Lord. I won't take this anymore. It's not right. And then Raghunath Das Goswami, how is he going to maintain himself? In Jagannath Puri, there's some places where they feed the beggars, some prasadam. He was from a fantastically wealthy family, but he became so humble he went and was eating with the beggars. But then after some time he thought, what is this? I should depend on the Lord. I don't want to depend on the charity of some kind persons. This is not good. Huh? And so then he decided he would stand outside the Jagannath temple and he would just stand there. And he wouldn't ask for anything from anyone. But if someone decided they wanted to give him some prasadam, he would accept that. So he did that for some time. But then after a while he thought again to himself, what am I doing? I'm being like a prostitute. Prostitute stands on the corner and all the men are coming by and she's thinking, will this one be attracted to me and want to come and give me some money for something? And Raghunath Das Goswami thought, I'm like that prostitute. I'm standing out here and thinking that maybe this one will give me something. I don't want this. So again, he stopped that activity. But how is he going to maintain himself? So then, at that time, he went to the northern side of the Jagannath Temple. This still goes on there to this day. Near to the place which is known as Ananda Bazaar. Ananda Bazaar is the marketplace of happiness, where they sell the prasadam of Lord Jagannath. And when they have old leftover prasadam that they can't sell because it has a foul smell to it, they take that prasadam and they dump it on the ground just on the north side of the temple, and the cows come and eat it. So Raghunath Das Goswami went to that place, and he didn't take just that prasadam. He took the prasadam, the old rice, that the cows wouldn't eat. He didn't want to disturb the cow's meal. This is their prasadam. They're eating this. I don't want to bother them. He waited until they were finished, and he found that rice, which is so, had such an aroma to it, that none of the cows would eat it. And so he took that rice, and he would wash it, and he would eat that. And one day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed him to that place. And Mahaprabhu grabbed his hand. Hey, what is this? What kind of nice nectar are you eating? Give me some of that. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated the renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami's renunciation is described in one Bengali song by the poet named Radhavallabha Das. I'd like to sing you some of this song. It's a very, very beautiful song, which describes the mood of this very, very exalted devotee of the Lord. Raghunath Das Goswami, feeling separation from the divine couple Radha and Krishna, he gave up all sense enjoyment and just began to eat this old, dry, tasteless prasadam, this food left over from the cows. And then, Gaurangera Viyoge, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, Raghunath Das Goswami's renunciation went a step further. Anachari dilo age. He gave up eating grains. And phalagabhya karilo ahar. He would only take fruits and milk. And Raghunath Das Goswami then, he became too painful for him. to stay in Jagannath Puri, because he was always thinking of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who'd left this world. So then Raghunath Das, he went to Vrindavan to associate with Rupa and Sanatan. And Radhavallabha Das describes, Mora he sanatane hadashane kahashani se sanatane adashane kahashani se Then later, Sanatan Goswami left this world, very intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Sanatan Goswami left this world, he describes that Raghunath Das Goswami, he gave up eating fruits and milk. Before, he was taking us a little bit of buttermilk in a cup, but he stopped that. And when Sanatana Goswami left this world, he only began to take a little water. Upera vichita jabe, jala chadi dilo tabe. And when Rupa Goswami left this world, Raghunath Das Goswami stopped drinking water. How did he maintain his life? Radha Krishna Boli Raki Pran, by chanting the names of Radha and Krishna. Mm-hmm. And the poet describes, Gora he Sri Rupera Adashane Nagyakita Haridane Nadehanulayate Krishna Kata Alapan Natsuniya Shavana Uchashare Gane Atane Gora he. Raghunath Das Goswami couldn't see his dear friends Rupa and Sanatan anymore. He began to cry, and suffering from their separation, unable to hear from them about Krishna anymore, he began to weep. Gora he, Maharada Krishna Kota Kota Nishakala Lita Pupa Pori Ha Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ha Sarupa Mora Prabhu Ha Ha Prabhu Rupa Sanatana Mora He Kande Gosai Rache Gune Kure Jaya Kamu Mane Chane Yanda Shuranda Anahara Panara Deha Madhurare Hoyo Jarekha. And Raghunath Das Goswami became a madman. What's the name of the professor? She wrote one book called The Madness of the Saints. You must know, Prabhuji? Who's it? No. There was one professor of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. He's a professor also. He knows these things. He's forgotten. So anyway, this one lady, she wrote a very nice book with a wonderful title, The Madness of the Saints. The saints are mad people. They're not like people in this world. They operate on a different plane. They dance to a different tune. And Raghunath Das Goswami, after the Lord had left, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left, and Rupa and Sanatan, he became a mad person, running here and there. Where is Radha and Krishna? Are they there? Like a mad person. Sometimes we see some mad person, they think they see someone, they see something. He was going everywhere. Oh, Radha Krishna, where are you? Where are you? Vishakha Lalita, please show yourself to me. Oh, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, Surup Damodar, oh, Rupa and Raghunath, day and night. Raghunath Das Goswami was simply crying and crying. His body and mind were burning. And his limbs became covered by dust as he rolled around in the ground. It's described that Raghunath Das Goswami became blind at the end of his life in his madness. And he considered that his old and worn out body was a great burden. The poet concludes the song. Manda Manda Jiva Jore Prema Ashu Nete Pare Mane Krishna Gora Ismara Gora He Gora He. He was staying on the bank of Radhakund, and Raghunath Das Goswami was falling down there on the bank of Radhakund, unable to say a word. His tongue was moving slowly. His tears of love flowed from his eyes, and he remembered Krishna. So this is the purpose of our Krishna consciousness movement. This is a place for madness, the madness of the saints. We heard about one devotee who was living in Germany. He was he's a little eccentric fellow. Sometimes he would lock himself in the room. It's a true story. And he would cry. And he would chant and cry. And the devotees, they didn't know what to think of that. So one day they asked Sachinandan Maharaj, you go and preach to him. Fix him up. So Sachinandan Maharaj went to him and he said, what are you doing? Just chant Hare Krishna, it's okay. Don't be so sentimental like this. Sachinandan Maharaj told us this story personally. And then later on, this devotee, he went to India, he went to Vrindavan. And everyone thought he was just a very sentimental fellow who was always crying and chanting. And one day, he became a little sick. And he went to Radhakund. And that day, something seemed to possess him. And he started laying down on the bank of Radhakund and just crying and chanting Krishna's names. And then he left his body there. He died there, this German devotee, calling out, Radhe, Radhe, on the bank of Radhakund. Such a thing. So this is really the purpose of this movement. If you wander around in Stockholm, I've seen they have some signs, come, drink, dance, and dine. And you can go into the discotheque. And you find a nice girl, and they have some, I don't know, some music. And you dance to that thing, and you can drink something, and you become a little intoxicated. So Tapas Prabhu, I think he should also make a sign. Outside the door here, come, drink, dance, and dine. And you can come to this festival, and you can drink this thing. In Orissa, they have a short song that I'd like to teach all of you. A nice song. They sing about the Maha Mantra. In Orissa, the Maha Mantra is very popular. Even the Smarta Brahmins, when they have some vivaha yajna, some marriage, part of the wedding ceremony is that the bride has to be initiated in the Maha Mantra. Interesting thing. So the Maha Mantra is very, very popular. In practically every village that you go to this day, in Orissa, they have local kirtan groups, and they chant the Hare Krishna mantra. And they have a very nice song that they sing about the Maha Mantra. I'd like to teach this to you. A very short song. Please repeat after me. Rama.
Rama.
Nama.
Nama.
Rama Nama.
Rama Nama.
Ladua.
Ladua.
Rama Nama Ladua.
Rama Nama Ladua.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Nama.
Nama.
Krishna Nama.
Krishna Nama.
Gi.
Gi.
Krishna Nama Gi.
Krishna Nama Gi.
Rama Nama Ladua. Krishna Nama Gi.
Rama Nama Ladua. Krishna Nama Gi.
Rama Nama Ladua Krishna Nama Gi.
Rama Nama Ladua Krishna Nama Gi.
Hari.
Hari.
Nama.
Nama.
Hari Nama.
Hari Nama.
Kanda.
Kanda.
Kira.
Kira.
Kanda Kira.
Kanda Kira.
Hari Nama Kanda Kira.
Hari Nama Kanda Kira.
Gori.
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 Gori Gori.
Gori Gori.
Pi.
Pi.
Gori Gori Pi.
Gauri Gauri Pi.
Hari Nama Kanda Kira 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 Gauri Gauri Pi.
It has a nice meaning to it. The name of Lord Ram is like a laddu, very nice, sweet. The name of Krishna is like fragrant, clarified butter, ghee. And the name of Lord Hari is like Kandakira sweet rice. Very nice sweet rice pudding. So the meaning of the poem is that you take the Rama Nama Ladua, you mix it with the Krishna Nama ghee, you add the Hari Nama Kandakira, and Gori Gori, you mix it all up, and pee, you drink it. So come, drink, dance, and dine. And you drink this Maha Mantra, you'll become a mad person. This is the madness of the saints, huh? Rama Nama Ladua, Krishna Nama Jeevalo. Rama Nama Ladua, Krishna Nama Jeevalo. Hari Nama Kanda Kira Gori. Through his representative, Sri Guru, in the form, in this story, of Lord Nityananda. And if you do that, then everything will come automatically. You don't have to cultivate renunciation. It will come after you. Because the Lord, he follows those persons who cry for him. We read this verse from the Adi Purana in the beginning, Gatvacha mama nama ni rudanti mama sanido, where Krishna tells Arjuna that I'm not purchased by anyone other than those persons who cry when they chant my name. Similarly, Krishna in the Mahabharata, he said, Riname tat pravidam me, hridayana pasarpati yad govindari chukrosha, Krishna mam duravasinam. I became indebted to Draupadi. Draupadi was a great devotee in the Mahabharata who some rogues are trying to disrobe her and strip her naked in the assembly of many people. And she was struggling with them when they were pulling on her cloth And with one hand she was holding in the air and calling, "Hey Govinda, hey Krishna, help." And nothing was happening. And then finally she realized, what can I do? These men are too strong. She let go and she put both hands in the air and she began to cry. Suddenly he gave so much cloth to her and magically it appeared. And they couldn't strip her naked. And Krishna later said that she called out to me like this. She cried to me. And he said, "I'm very much indebted to her for her distress call. I have not been able to remove that debt from my heart to this very day." So this is the message of this festival today. You don't have to give up everything in this world externally. But internally, we should cultivate renunciation and devotion to the Lord. And if we do that, the Lord himself will make some arrangement. He'll take everything away. When you get the merciful kick, the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, then we'll be able to come to the Lord. So this is the renunciation that we learn from Raghunath Das Goswami. It's not something forced, it's not something for show, but it's something which automatically comes on its own. And this is really genuine renunciation. This is something the world needs today. The world needs to hear this today. Because there's so many show bottle spiritualists. So many people trying to impress people. We also have people like that in our movement. Sometimes they have some scandal or something. It happens in all spiritual movements. Doesn't mean that that movement is bad. But we need genuine people. The lesson from this is also is that we should respect everyone. That you don't know who's a devotee. We offer respects to the priests and the big spiritualists, the big preachers. But you don't know who's really a saint. Raghunath Das Goswami looked like an attached grihastha, attached householder, was living with his wife and family. Yeah? But actually he was the greatest devotee. So we don't know who that simple housewife is, who that person washing the pots and pans is, that person is sweeping the floor. We always look to see the big people. But from this story, we learn something. We should learn to respect all devotees. Because devotion is not something that you can count in terms of dollars or prestige or position. But it's something, it's a private affair in the heart. Not something that we should advertise cheaply to everyone. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami ki Shri Prem Datta Nityananda Prabhu ke Go Prem Anande. It was a little late. You've all been very patient. I felt a little nervous when Tapas Prabhu was introduced to me. I thought, boy, they're all going to be angry with me because we're not going to be able to compete with the drama you had last year. So please forgive me. I'm sorry. We're not as entertaining as the drama is, I'm sure. We're just doing whatever we can. Maybe. Maybe the Vaishnavas have some comments or questions or thoughts. Huh? Prabhuji.
I want to thank you for putting
next there.
Just to get this footnote right.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't Bhakti Vilasita,
Bhakti Pradeep Titmaj, yes. Yes. Yeah, Bhakti Vilas Titmaj didn't sound right. I know who that is also.
Yeah.
It's another Bhakti Pradeep Titmaj.
The other one was June McDaniel.
June.
She wrote this book about the madness of the saints. And she has a chapter about what she wrote about. Really, really nice.
Yeah, I've seen that. I haven't seen the whole book, though. Does she speak about other Gaudiya saints also?
Yes.
It's just about Gaudiyas or it's about all saints?
About Bengali saints.
Uh-huh.
The madness of the saints. Uh-huh.
Very nice.
What was her name again? June McDaniel.
The Madness. No, it's just such an enchanting title. My gosh, The Madness of the Saints. I just love that. Okay, anything else is there? Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Vamsa kopa vidubhischa kripa sindhu deva cha patitanam pavani vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Srila Prabhupada ki. So as we used to say, now for the part of our philosophy that's the easiest to digest. Is that the part that's coming now? Oh, first the artic and then the easier to digest part.